Well, if I'm not mistaken, that brings us to the new and improved, world famous, highly anticipated 4-minute sermon. You can blame Barry for that, right? He was always complaining that it didn't have enough content. So we added some content, and so it's a little bit longer, right? But it's still pretty short. It's still pretty short. It's only 4 minutes long. So don't blink. Don't, you know, drift off, Tim. You got to stay focused. It's only 4 minutes long. So here we go. Now, before we get started, though, is everyone aware that we have an election coming up this week? Did you know this, Anna? You know, you're aware of that? You've heard about this, Charlie? Yeah, you're right. Okay. Now, it's my impression, and I haven't been paying close attention to it. I think that the people running for president really want to win. That's my impression. Now, why? I almost don't know, right? Why would anybody want that job? You almost wonder, right? Because consider this. Arguably, the most dangerous job in the country is being president of the United States. I mean, statistically, that is a dangerous job, right? Being president. And yet, people seem to want the job. And you know what? Thank God they do. Yeah, thank God they do. God bless them. God bless them and keep them safe. And I mean that sincerely. Keep them all safe. But our story today, brief though it is about two people who did not want the job and got it anyway. At the Republican National Convention in June of 1880, which I'm thinking, D, is about the same time this building was built, right around then, about 1880. Congressman James Garfield from Ohio gave the nominating speech for the party's presumed candidate for president, John Sherman. But at the end of the speech, and it must have been a good one, when Garfield said, "So who do we want?" The crowd replied, "We want Garfield." Yeah? And Garfield's like, "That's not the right answer." Yeah? I mean, by most accounts, Garfield was a good man, a decent man, and a good congressman, but he did not really want to be president. But regardless, eventually, by the end of that convention, he reluctantly accepted the nomination and went on to win the election. And in 1881, James Garfield became our 20th president. But then, a few months later, on July 2nd, 1881, at about 9:30 in the morning at a train station, a sick and misguided, selfish man snuck up behind the president and shot him in the back. And after 2.5 months of agony for the president and the country, James Garfield died. And remember, this was not long after Abraham Lincoln had died. And so, think of it, there was another man at this time who also absolutely did not want to be president. Can anybody possibly guess who that might have been? The vice president, Chester Arthur. There, you're up next, Chester, right? I don't want to be. Now, Chester Arthur, he wasn't a bad man, but he wasn't very strong, and he definitely suffered from anxiety, especially now. Who could blame him? And now, imagine this. Imagine this. Think of this. During the 2.5 months that President Garfield was laying alive but mortally wounded, something incredible happened with the vice president. He went missing. Did you know this? Nobody could find him. He was gone. Now, we think things are tough now, right? And but wow, can you imagine that? He was eventually found by a reporter in an empty house, curled up on a couch in complete despair. His handlers gathered him up, you know, and they tried to straighten him out. But he appeared to be on the verge of, you know, resigning or worse. But then something amazing happened. And this is the point of the sermon and our lesson today, okay? Okay, here we go. Now, a turning point occurred with Chester Arthur. He started to change dramatically for the better. Now, in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25, King Solomon, we call him Mr. Wisest Man That Ever Lived, right? He wrote this: anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word lifts it up. You get a lot of that in the Bible about encouragement, the power of encouragement, right? Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word lifts it up. And such was the case with Chester Arthur, the reluctant 21st president of the United States. He was weighed down with anxiety, and who could blame him? And he needed to be lifted up, and he was lifted up, in large part by a young, obscure invalid woman named Julia Sand. Julia Sand. Ever hear of her? No, neither had he. Neither had he. But she was wise, like King Solomon, and she was very perceptive. And it had nothing to do with politics. Nothing, nothing. I mean, she had no, think of it, she had no political voice. She couldn't even vote. She just wanted him to do well for the sake of the country. And she somehow believed that he could. And so she began writing to him letters of profound encouragement, which by the grace of God somehow found their way into the hands of Chester Arthur. And he read them. And he kept them. There's 23 of them that still survive. And her main message was, I do not want you to resign. I want you to perform. And I know that you can. And he did. He did it. He did it. Chester Arthur rose up and he assumed the duties that he had never aspired to. And by most accounts, he performed pretty well in a tough time, right? As a capable and honorable 21st president. And history attributes this incredible conversion, the conversion of Chester Arthur, largely to the letters of encouragement from Julia Sand. So in closing, let me ask you this. Are we at a pivotal time in our nation's history right now? Seems like it, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Sure it does. But was that also true in 1881? With a mortally injured president and a vice president gone AWOL? Yeah, absolutely, right? Ooh, yes. The outcome now, as it was then, is up to us. It'll be based on divisiveness versus encouragement. Which is going to win out? Which will win out? And it's up to each of us, just like it was with Julia Sand. If Julia Sand can do it, so can we. Or not. It's a choice. Our vote is a choice. And how we respond to the outcome is a choice. We can encourage others and lift people up and change the world. We have that power. Amen.